Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program. I can't thank you enough for tuning in and listening. And we have a really good program in store for you today. This is a radio show. We dedicate this show to the genre of music known as the blues. This radio show is all blues and nothing but blues. We talk history, artists, songs, instruments, and it's our show, so we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. And today's show is a good one. Today, once again, I'm featuring a certain album, and this album, I believe, was out on, released in May 2017. It's called Tajmo. T-A-J-M-O, and it's a collaboration between the great Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, and it's an award-winning album. I believe it won a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album that year, and it's a wonderful album. I listened to it a few months back, and I said, when I get the chance, I'm going to feature that, and here we go. We have it. So let's get right into it. Let's listen to Don't Leave Me Here, Taj Mahal and Keb Mo.
Gonna miss Mississippi, where that Delta sky is sweet and clear. Oh, y'all, I'm stuck here in Chicago. Please don't leave me. Don't leave. Please don't leave me.
There's Don't Leave Me Here. That'd be Taj Mahal and Kev Moe from the Taj Mahal album 2017. Really good album. Got a lot of really good reviews. And at least it was recorded in four different recording studios. It was recorded in Stu Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, Blue 52 Studios in Sherman Oaks, California, Rax Tracks Recording in Chicago, and Tempo Music Recording Studio in Miami, Florida. And with the advent of digital recording now, you wondered, you know, with just record different pieces and put together. Were Kev Moe and Taj Mahal ever in the same studio together? With modern technology, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. But anyway, it's a really good album, really good reviews. We'll get into reviews in just a minute. Let's hit the next tune right now. This is She Knows How to Rock Me. She Knows How to Rock Me. Kev Moe and Taj Mahal from the Taj Mahal album, 2017. Two very well-respected blues musicians right there. Been around a very long time. I think Taj now is 83 and Kev Moe is 73. It's done about 10 years ago. So what's that? 73 and 63. And two very good musicians. And, you know, even though they play the blues, they got that Delta sound to them. They are not from the Delta. They are even not from the South. Taj Mahal was born in New York City, raised in Massachusetts. And Kev Moe was raised and born in Los Angeles, California. There you go. It's not where you're from. It's what you got in your heart. And here's another really good song. I think this is the most requested song off this album. It won some awards. And it's called All Around the World. Kev Moe and Taj Mahal from the Taj Mahal album. You know, there was a big buzz around the music industry when these guys would get together to make this album. These are two old traditional blues guys, and people said, you know, it'd be so cool for these guys to get into a modern studio and really, really, you know, polish it up, make these guys sound good with some modern, good modern sounds. But of course, here comes the critics. Oh, I hate critics. So they come in, it's too polished, it's too sterile. And then he said, well, it really wasn't enough traditional blues. Okay, well, you know, Clapton a while back did a traditional blues album. They said it was too much traditional blues. So, you know, you can't please critics. I just can't figure these guys out. They make a living criticizing people for doing stuff that they have no ability to do. So I want that job. I want to be a critic. I want to be El Presidente, Grand Poobah. You know, you put out the new album. Everybody said it's good. I'm going to say, no, wait just a minute. It's my turn. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. And it's probably not going to be good. It really all depends on whether I like you or not. That's probably what it is. you know, if they like the artist, they'll say something good. If they don't like the artist, they'll say something bad. And that's really a shame. But hey, don't go away. We got a lot more music coming your way, more Taj Mo. And you are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.